Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch podcast and radio show. Today, we're doing a special podcast and radio show after the weekend events of our political Trump versus Clinton, Hillary Clinton. What I'm about to give is, of course, my views and my views only. It's not part of the Catholic Church's views or part of anyone else's views. After prayerful consideration, I have to withdraw my support for Donald J. Trump. This doesn't mean I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. And I really honestly feel if Donald Trump loves his country, as he says he does, he must withdraw. Otherwise, it's quite clear. It expect a landslide loss for him, and Republicans loss in the Senate, and possibly a loss in the Congress. So he's giving a very powerful right to Hillary Clinton. Now, yes, I agree that they're both candidates are not very good candidates, and both major flawed candidates. Everyone is sinful, and we all have sins and regrets. But the amount of sins and regrets that these both candidates have is enormous. First problem with Donald Trump, as he knows, the press and the media is not going to report the flaws of Hillary Clinton and her husband, Bill Clinton. He is a hero. You could parade all the women that maybe he had sexually harassed, and we have to remember, I did not have sex with that woman in the Oval Office, basically, and he did. And he was basically impeached in the Congress of the United States, and Hillary supported that, supported them. All that sexual harassment claim that these women claimed. So is he really supporting a woman's rights? Not when it comes to Hillary Clinton or herself and her family and her husband specifically. Also, Hillary has issues with her emails. The 33,000 emails looks quite obviously that they were deleted after she received a subpoena from the United States Congress. And I believe if you get an independent prosecutor, he will determine that. But that's the important. She's not going to get an independent prosecutor as long as she's president or as President Obama is president. They're too biased. And you're not going to get an outcry from any of the major media because it is so, so obvious how biased they are. So far, we had two debates, and all the moderators in both debates were 100% for Hillary Clinton. Afterwards, when you heard them talking, and again, Cookie Roberts and all of them, 100% for Hillary Clinton. So it's not going to be a fair shake for any candidate that Republicans can give unless we have a candidate that is not flawed. Then they can't say anything. And I think Mike Pence proved his strength in the VP debate. He clearly won that debate, and clearly he could overcome any of the flaws or what the Democrats may throw at him. Clearly, we would have a better chance. And clearly, if nothing else, we would keep our Congress and our U.S. Senate. It saddens me to say that, that we could not have a fair media. They should be embarrassed, CNN and NBC and ABC and CBS. All the major networks should be embarrassed, for they are determining the race in the U.S., not the people's will of America in the vote. They should be ashamed, but they're not. They feel their means justify whatever they will do, no matter what questions they ask. What questions they don't ask is probably more important. How Hillary Clinton kept going over her time by an extra minute. When you have 2 minutes, that's 50% an extra minute. And they stopped Donald Trump within seconds. When they knew the response that Donald was going to give was going to be negative for Hillary, they stated they must go on to the next question and topic. So the bias was so obvious. I hope everyone on both sides sees that bias and screams the outright cry, because basically they're saying it should not be up to the American people. It should be up to our media and freedom of the press. But with freedom comes great responsibility. Now, I'm sure Brinkley and all the great moderators, they had personal opinions, but you never knew it. You never knew their personal opinions on what political candidate or who they favored. Bias, it seems to be okay nowadays. It's all right for commentary, but if you're doing a debate, and if you're supposed to be a moderator, you're supposed to be equally for both sides. And it's quite obvious that is not true. Now, going back to Donald Trump, he says he loves his country. And he's right. Words are not bad as actions. But he has an alleged case out there of statutory rape on a 13-year-old girl and a 12-year-old girl. So in the 90s, now, maybe it's going to be too long for him, they could be prosecuted. But it doesn't mean it hasn't happened. And I don't want a lingering case over our president candidate or even our president. What good is it if he becomes president, then he's impeached when a short while after that, like Bill Clinton was? But this time, he will be impeached by full Senate and Congress and be disgraced. Donald Trump, do you really want that disgrace? Are you still going to blame the world of your problems like Richard Nixon did? Do you want to be our next Richard Nixon if elected? Because that's where you would end up in disgrace, and not making this country great again. I think you have very valid policies, and I hate policies. That's why I supported you. But we could keep those policies going. But with your indiscretions that you knew about when you decided to run for presidency and still did not care, you still ran. We must, and you must, step down, please. I pray for the good of the country. If you really do not want Hillary Clinton, our next president and commander-in-chief, like you state, you must step down and have someone who would take over and use your policies and great ideas to make America great again. But Donald Trump will not make America great again. He will go out in disgrace, no matter if he wins or loses. But I have a feeling he's going to lose. And as Trump would say, lose big. Donald, I pray that we have a good candidate like Governor Pence to take over and be our next president of the United States of America. If anyone has any comments, please feel free to make those comments. We have a number you could call. Guest call-in is 657-383-0555. And I welcome all comments. And again, these opinions are mine and mine alone. They aren't part of any church or group. I am an individual who prays a lot to our Lord Christ, Jesus Christ. And I did pray for this and prayed for God to give me answers, because both candidates are majorly flawed, majorly. But it's still time that could be corrected. And it's up to you, Donald, for the love of our country that you state you have and that you know what you've done. If you've statutory raped a 13 and 12-year-old, please step down, because you know the truth. And the truth will come out. It eventually comes out for everyone. If you haven't seen that, then you should know better. But your policies still could live on. The good policies, they will come about. And I believe Governor Pence will use most of your policies and tax plan. They're still good plans, and it's still good policies. So again, please drop out and step down Donald J. Trump for not only the good of the country, the good of the Republican Party, but do you really want Hillary Clinton nominating the next Supreme Court justice? Well, she promised she will are pro-choice. So her goal is abortion on demand, that death of unborn babies who are alive. Everyone knows babies are still alive. But the Democrats, they don't want to say anything. And I'm not saying we should put these women in jail, but we cannot have abortion on demand. And that should be up to the different states to decide to what level abortion should be allowed. And I'm in favor of having the states decide what abortion should be allowed. And amen. Please, let's pray. Let's ask all the angels and saints and Mary and Jesus that they give guidance to Donald J. Trump. That at this time, the reality will set in. And if he really loves the country, as he states, if he doesn't, then we know he really did not. Amen to that. And again, please make your comments. You could Twitter me. I support the supporters of Donald Trump and what they're trying to do. They're not redeemables, but they're people who love this country and love the U.S. Constitution. We just need to pick the right man, win, and have people who can support the U.S. Constitution. Tax thieves, rapists, people who lie to Congress, deceive them, is not worthy of the presidency of the United States. Mark my words, Hillary Clinton is not worthy of being president of the United States. But Donald J. Trump also is not worthy to be a United States if he's a child pedophile rapist of 12 and 13-year-olds. Thank you for listening to me. And as always, I pray for the USA. And I pray for all of us to make the right decisions. Amen.